and take control toll-free here as we launch into the second hour of the program. Talking about zero tolerance has been the overarching topic thus far. In fact, we haven't even scratched the surface of the other story that Mark has brought in tonight about another young man. The first one we talked about earlier in the show was the six-year-old who had been suspended for kissing his girlfriend in class, apparently. So there was that story. And then coming up, another young man dies because they won't let him have his medicine. And we'll tell you more about that here in a moment. We're going to take your calls first, though. The week tonight includes me, Ian.
And Nemi.
And Mark.
Let's go to the phones. We're giving out our alternative number here. You can still try the toll-free lines. They're working on tweaking some of the phone systems in the back there at the network. We also have the alternative number, 603-435-1105. And actually, people were calling in on that during the news break. So we're going to go to the phones here. Jared is still with us in Michigan. He didn't really have a chance to get all of his thoughts out, I don't believe. So go ahead, Jared.
Yeah, so that was it about the recording of the police. But as far as the Robin Hood case going to the state Supreme Court, well, they want to appeal that the judge tossed it out. It's so hard to get into the mind of what anyone's thinking, especially the government, obviously. But I think that it's kind of like a point of no return for them, because for years, they've used the system against anyone that's ever, you know, challenged them in any way. Mm-hmm. But they've used the system, and they use it hard, and they put more into it than any of you guys did, and they lost. And I don't think they know how to deal with that. So I don't think they're really thinking about this rationally. I mean, if I was in charge of the parking, like that guy said on that talkback station that you called, that local guy who had you on, Dan, whatever his name was,
mm-hmm.
I would just switch to an electronic parking system where you pay with your credit card or whatever.
They tried that, and there was so much pushback by the people of Keene that they had to pull it. They brought in one of those kiosks that you're talking about, and they installed two of them temporarily downtown Keene. They actually paid one of the code enforcers, Fred Parcells, to stand out there for 8 hours a day in the first couple of days to instruct people on how to use them. And even with the hand-holding, people were so frustrated by these machines that there were enough complaints to the police department that the police chief, in a moment of lucidity, actually admitted that this was a mistake, and they pulled the kiosks.
This was in February of last year.
Yeah, so whether or not somebody could say, you know, as a city planner, we just push forward, you know, Ian calls it a moment of lucidity. I'm not going to disagree, but in most cities, they'd be just like, screw you, learn how to use it.
That's true. Most places they would have. Shoved it down their throat.
Just shoved it right down their throat. At this point, it is politically unacceptable, it completely inexpedient to try to shove it down their people's throat now. So like, it's just not possible. So they'd have to figure out something in that way. And you said that they're not acting rationally. And this is, like, so
how can they? It's not their money.
Well, right. That's the thing. It's not possible for them to act rationally because they're not working with their own money when it comes to these lawsuits.
They have an attorney who is willing to say that he has a case and can win before the Supreme Court, and they are willing to put their money behind that.
It's not their money. It's the taxpayers' money, so they're actually spending someone else's money, so it can't be rational.
Right.
And we've come up with this this alternate definition of rationalism for people in the government, and so like this lower standard of what rational is if you work for the government.
Yeah, but they're being children too, because I think they view this as Ian's project, because they always view Ian as the leader of anything that goes on.
Sure.
And they just don't want to lose. But as far as the electronic parking thing, setting aside the issue of parking, those are better, because who has 16 quarters in their pocket at any given time to feed the meters? With this, you can use credit card or whatever you have on you.
Well,
so it would be more feasible. But also too, it shows that they're not as popular as these people are trying to make them sound, that everybody wants a parking meter.
That's certainly
for
true.
You out of towners.
Oh, well, this is the fact is that I think it's Live Free or Die Alliance is running the Robin Hood story today, and this is on this is a Facebook group where people in New Hampshire, all over New Hampshire, can comment.
It's the first I've heard of it. That's great news.
Among the the comments, it is overwhelmingly positive towards Robin Hood.
Yay.
So, I mean, yeah, there's some people in there using the term harass, which is, of course, a libel against the Robin Hooders, because at this point the case has been dismissed. And so making the claim that harassment exists is, putting oneself out for a possible lawsuit. But, you know, people on the Internet don't care, especially status trolls.
So Manchester,
they're going to lose in the long run. That's what's going to happen here. They're going to be out a lot of money, and I know that they don't care because it's not their money. But anybody looking at this from a third party neutral standpoint, it's stupid. And it's
I know, isn't it wonderful?
God forbid that you win, right? That's all what this comes down to. That's really what it is. They're being petty. They don't want you to quote unquote win, even though it's not your thing.
Well, anyway, they've already lost once. I've got news up at Free Keen about their other Supreme Court loss, or their Supreme Court loss they've already bombed on. But Nemi, you've been trying to get your some words in edgewise.
I wanted to speak to the kiosks. You said, you know, they're much more convenient because you can always do one of three things. That's actually not my experience. There's a city here in New Hampshire called Manchester. It's the largest city in the state.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They have a parking kiosk. And I'll tell you, I just cannot win with those stupid things. I either pull up and I have cash and it only takes change, or I only have change and it only takes cash or credit card. I don't necessarily carry plastic with me all the time. And then I plug the meter successfully. I go to the place, and the place is either closed or full. And it's, I'm trying to go. So I'm just out at 350 to park downtown Manchester. And I just think the kiosks are a major hassle.
And apparently you're not the only one. I mean, they got so much negative feedback. I couldn't believe that they didn't just shove it down people's throats, because they totally could have had they wanted to, but they didn't. It was a shock to me when the police chief actually said, we're going to pull these and we're not going to put in any more.
Well, their whole parking thing is really... I'm sorry. Their whole parking thing is messed up, because when I go to a place where I'm not familiar with the parking situation, and that could even be my hometown, but wherever it is, I find... myself to be get my heart beats faster. I get nervous when I'm trying to park in a city parking spot, because I know that if I do this wrong, I'm going to get a ticket. I'm going to get a referral. I'm going to get a detention. I'm going to have to stay after school. The whole blame and wrong and bad thing is all wrapped up in there. If you can't figure out our little electronic Rubik's Cube, we're going to give you a demerit. And I just hate this crap. You know, I go to the mall. I park the car. I go chirp, chirp. I push a little button, I walk away from it. And somehow or another, these city bureaucrats just can't figure that out. It's amazing. All over the country, we put up with it. We put up with the pain and the recrimination and the finger pointing, the pointless government jobs for meter maids. I mean, it's incredible.
We're not putting up with it here in Keene.
Only the government can mess up parking.
Well,
we should take it away from them.
Lose parking, too.
What's that?
So, I mean, you know, they're probably going to lose the parking meter war here, because every step that they're taking is foolish, and all that they have left is for Cynthia Chase to introduce a bill in the general court to change state law on the subject matter. That's all what they're going to have left.
That's all they got left.
It's true. That's what they basically would have to do, as I understand it, in order to make it illegal to fill someone else's meter. And that is a law that does exist in other places. Big cities, for instance, a lot of them, it's illegal to fill anyone else's meter besides your own.
I don't think that's going to stand here. If it does come to that,
I don't think it will either.
I don't think people will obey
that. I mean,
that.
The Keene reps would probably vote for it, but the rest of the state, it would be a tough issue to push.
Yep.
So, but by the way, I'm still not sure, and Jared, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. I'm still not sure... regarding the issue of why it is they haven't just gone ahead and passed some sort of illegal ordinance. I mean, because it's technically illegal due to the way New Hampshire's set up. There's no what's called home rule. The municipalities, the towns and the cities have to follow, supposedly, a certain restrictions that are imposed upon them by the state. Like, the state government can authorize them to pass ordinances in certain areas, but things that are outside of those authorized areas, they can't do. And so, in theory, that's the reason why they haven't yet, in Keene, passed some sort of ordinance that says, thou shalt not fill others' meters,
right,
because they're not supposed to be able to.
But they break their own rules all the time.
But right, that didn't stop them from passing a total prohibition on synthetic drugs here in the city of Keene. They even admitted that they thought that this was unconstitutional, and they went right ahead and did it.
Yep.
So there's certainly no consistency to their operation. 855-450-FREE, besides the fact that violence backs up everything they do. 855-450-3733, alternately 603-435-1105. This is Free Talk Live. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
I just can't handle this scene anymore. I wish I could find someone who's compatible with me and my values.
Come now. Keep the flame of hope burning. All you need is a visit to Geico.com, the one website devoted to ease, savings, and the long-lost art of chivalry. We'll take you by the hand and escort you through a free rate quote, shower you with policy managing and bill-paying tools, throw our coats down in mud puddles to protect your shoes, unless you think that'd be weird. Is that weird? For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got an alternative number that we're using tonight as well due to some phone difficulties at 603-435-1105. That's another option for you. Plus, we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm, so feel free to connect in whatever way is best for you. We're going to continue with your calls here. We're talking about zero tolerance. Zero tolerance apparently for kissing in one school, zero tolerance towards asthma inhalers in another school, which led to a young man dying. Mark has that story. We haven't really even scratched the surface of it yet. We'll get into that. But I want to also tell you about the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime is to get together with other people who think like you do, maybe people that have similar values about the ideas of liberty, the ideas of freedom, the idea that you should be free to live your life how you want so long as you don't harm anybody else. That's what freedom's all about. But in order to have it, you have to allow other people to be free as well.
That's the real sticker,
that's
isn't
the
it?
Key. So if you agree with those ideas and you want to actually put them into action in reality rather than just bitching and moaning about the government and how awful it is, well, you want to do something? Get together with thousands of other people who are also willing to do something. That's what's happening here in New Hampshire. It's the reason why Mark and I moved here. Nemi, you had the good fortune of being born here. There are over 15,000 people currently pledged to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. We want to make that number into 20,000. So we still got a little ways to go. We're 75% of the way to the goal, more than 75% at this point. But still, got some growing to do. So please go to freestateproject.org, get signed up so we can make that 20,000 goal and start the official move. Mark and I and the other 1,500 or so people that are here, they moved early. We moved early. We came in 2006 because I just didn't want to wait. And I'm glad that I didn't wait. And you probably will be glad you didn't wait, too. But you could wait if you wanted to. And, again, wait till 20,000. Then there's a five-year window once the Free State Project reaches 20,000 where all 20,000 will have to make the move. And then things will get even more interesting here than they already are. We're already making a huge splash here in New Hampshire where some of the more statist-minded people have labeled Free Staters as the single greatest threat to the state. That's what one state representative said about the Free State Project participants here. So, again, go to freestateproject.org.
High praise.
Yeah, I consider that a huge endorsement of the level of success we've already had. Let's go to Mike. He is in Utah on the phone lines here listening to KZNU. Hey, Mike.
How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
You guys have got a great program. You got lots of good comments tonight.
Thanks.
I just wanted to make a quick comment on something you talked about 25 minutes ago. Blue, I think, really, really said something when she said, I wonder if the boys, if it would have been two boys kissing instead of a boy and a girl, if the teacher would have hesitated in saying something, because anytime you speak out against a homosexual act or something as innocent as that in public, you draw a lot of heat and a lot of attention. So,
but they drew a lot of heat and a lot of attention anyway. They got a lot of heat.
Well, it did. It did, but it did for a ridiculous event. But I don't think that she would have acted the same had it been two boys.
I imagine that probably they would have acted differently simply because, you know, there's just sort of different social norms around, you know, same-sex relationships versus opposite-sex relationships. But I would say that likely the public commentary wouldn't be almost entirely one-sided like it is in this case. So the public commentary in this case would probably, you know, be very supportive of a teacher that cracked down in some way on, you know, some kind of same-sex kissing, as opposed to...
I would hope not. I mean, there would probably be more contrarian positions simply because of the bigotry that is so common out there and the homophobia as well. I mean, it almost sounds like you might share a little bit of that there, caller, Mike. Would you say that you're a little homophobic?
I'm not homophobic, but I think that it's interesting that we have, exactly like you said, so much one-sided commenting about a simple act of a child, a boy kissing a girl. I think it's innocent whether it's a boy kissing a boy, girl kissing a girl, or boy kissing a girl. It doesn't...
Okay, good.
I think it's an innocent act.
I misinterpreted what you were saying. I apologize.
I just think though, the outrage as far as the public or the pro gay society would have, if a teacher would have said something, she would have drawn down a lot of heat on herself. A lot more.
She's already drawing down heat. I mean, if you look at the comments on these articles, They're overwhelmingly, I mean, I looked at the comments on the New York Daily News article, 100% of them were against the teacher and the school in this particular case.
Yeah, nobody likes it.
Do you think that there's any, going to be backlash as far as a suit against her or against the school district for what they've done?
No, I think that the school district is only being asked for one simple thing by the parents in this circumstance. The parents are asking that this not go down on the child's permanent record, and so therefore I think that the superintendent of schools is going to look at the laughing stock that his school district is in this particular instance.
I do personally think though that if it would have been the boy and boy thing, and the teacher would have made the same stand that she's done with the boy girl, that she could be talking a lawsuit that someone might have come out and try to get her to lose her job or something like that.
It doesn't really work that way. She's got qualified immunity because she's a government bureaucrat. Unless she knocked the kid's teeth out.
Hey, thanks for the call, Mike. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Let's go to Dave in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Dave.
Hey. Uruguay. Viva Uruguay.
Yeah, I've got that story. Uruguay legalizes the sales of marijuana, apparently.
Yeah.
But I think they're the only ones allowed to sell it, the state, that is. Go ahead.
End the corruption and end the drug war, man. That's how you do it.
Can't happen soon enough, Dave. I'm with you.
Hey, I'm calling about the kid kissing, but I'm thinking about a different story. There was a kid today that got suspended. A six-year-old kid kissed a little girl on the hand.
Same story. That's the exact same story.
It's been a long time since we talked about it. It's been about over an hour.
In the first hour. What do you think about it, Dave?
I think that every adult involved in suspending that little kid should be suspended from teaching little children and should go get psychologically evaluated.
Maybe they need a big hug and a kiss. Those poor
the inmates have started
adults.
Running the asylum at this point. I mean, these people have been so separated from sort of normality that they don't even get what the real world's like anymore.
No, this the same for that TSA agent that confiscated a 2-inch little gun from a doll.
That's right. I brought that in for show prep tonight,
too. This insanity is going on, man. This shows that our government is totally gone insane and wacky, man.
They're
not dealing with reality no more.
You always have to wonder how much more ridiculous can it get, and they seem to always top themselves. So I guess we'll see what comes next. Dave, thanks for the call. As always, appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. If you want to brave the toll-free lines and see if your call sounds decent, they haven't worked out on two of the calls, but there's some new equipment, I guess, in the studio there at the network, so they're working on tweaking that. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, the Pro XPN toll-free lines. You can also call in on the alternative number, that's 603-435-1105. Plus, we've got Skype. Skype us at username lrn.fm. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware. hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you'd like here toll-free. 855-453 is the toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got Skype, by the way. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Something else you can do, you can visit the webcam at cam.freetalklive.com. Unlike those other talk shows who charge you for their websites, our cam is free. Just go to cam.freetalklive.com and it's right there for you. You can watch, you can listen, and you can interact because the chat room is built into the same page. So other Free Talk Live listeners are there and you may chat with them over at cam.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin average has Bitcoin price currently at about $900 a Bitcoin.
Hey.
Bank of America has predicted it at $1,300.
What does that mean? They've predicted it. They think it's going to cap out at $1,300?
No, what they tend to do is just raise their caps as these organizations. You know, somebody wants to. It's easy to be right by predicting Bitcoin at $1,300.
Sure.
We were right. Now we predicted it at $1,800.
Right.
Like, so that's an easy thing to be right at.
It's interesting that Bank of America is acknowledging Bitcoin.
Oh yeah, they've acknowledged it. That's true. Ben Bernanke, the head of the Federal Reserve, current head of the Federal Reserve, he's acknowledged it too. Said it has promise.
Yeah.
Alan Greenspan, not as big of a fan.
Okay.
But it's kind of interesting. I don't recommend Bitcoin as a vehicle for gaining wealth. But the fact of the matter is that Bitcoin's going to have to go up in value if it is going to be a real currency, is, you know, stabilize and become sort of a real currency, a currency that's very usable. Currently, you have to kind of go through some aerobics to make it work. So if you use Bitcoin to buy something. You want to replace the Bitcoins you have by buying more Bitcoins, and so it functions more like coupons than it does like a currency. But a lot of people are getting the Bitcoins and seeing their wealth increase as a result. You can get Bitcoins by going to cashandthecoins.com. They are the easiest, safest, fastest alternative to getting Bitcoins. They're inexpensive. The fees are quite low. Customer service is their top priority and completely legal. A lot of people are worried about Bitcoins and legality. CashInTheCoins.com has all the paperwork that they need to have for that. All you need in your town is a Wells Fargo, a Bank of America, or a credit union with shared branching. This covers the vast majority of the people in the United States, and I'm not sure exactly what they do as far as folks outside of the United States. CashIntoCoins.com, however, has all the answers. It's easy to use. I've used it. I did it without any coaching at all, and there was no mistake. There was no point where I'm like, oh, I messed up. It was that easy. CashIntoCoins.com.
What did you mean when you said Bitcoins were like coupons? I didn't really want to jump into there, but I was confused by what you meant.
If I'm going to use them to buy something, you're going to probably want to replace the Bitcoins you have. You understand?
So what you want to do, but not everybody might feel the same way.
Yeah, they might not. But if
how does that mean they're coupons? I don't replace coupons when I... First of all, I don't really generally use coupons, but if I were going to, I'm confused.
Well, so a lot of times, if you want to ride at the fair,
okay,
you got to buy coupons, tickets, to ride at the fair. So you're sort of exchanging money to be able to do these things. So it allows, it affords some advantages in that it's much more anonymous currency if one goes through the...
Well, I bought something with Bitcoin today, and I can't afford to replace the Bitcoin, so I'm not going to.
Okay.
I guess I see what you mean now. The word coupon kind of threw me off. When I hear coupon, I think, get 25 cents off of this product.
Well,
You meant tickets.
Many businesses are giving discounts for people that purchase in Bitcoin.
That's true. Still, that doesn't mean the Bitcoins are coupons. Anyway, that's all. I was just confused by your terminology there. Bitcoins are absolutely a currency. They are definitely not coupons. People buy and sell things all over the internet with Bitcoins. Bitcoinstore.com, for instance, sells hundreds of thousands of dollars of product every single month in Bitcoins, from what I understand. So there's a lot of really exciting stuff going on out there in the world of Bitcoin. Anyway, back to the news here. We've got another story, and we haven't even gotten into it, so let's do that now, Mark, about this 12-year-old this time?
I need to look at that particular story.
Another young man has been, let's just say, gotten into some trouble at the government schools. We were talking about how there's a ban on public displays of affection at a lot of schools, and that's resulted in one young man getting suspended. In the case of this 12-year-old, he's dead.
Yeah. Ryan Gibbons, 12, he died after a severe asthma attack during recess in Stratfordville, Ontario's school. So most of these schools, what the claim here is schools should allow students with asthma to carry puffers with them in case of emergency. I don't know if everybody knows what I mean here. These are these inhalers that people with asthma, severe asthma, often have with them. They carried them all the time when I was in school.
Yeah, they sure did when I was.
I don't know what the reason that they keep them in the office now in a lot of schools.
I'll tell you the reason. It's zero tolerance. If you bring an aspirin into school and you don't have a doctor's note to bring an aspirin in, or some sort of explicit, permission slip that you got. First, you're supposed to go to the health clinic or whatever. You have to show them your note. They have to authorize it. Then you get some sort of pass that allows you to have whatever drug it is that you've been told to take on your person as you're going about the school. This has been a policy that's been in effect for many years.
So public school, when I was in public school in the late 80s, asthma inhalers were kept in the nurse's office.
Really?
Yeah. But
I was in public school in the late 80s.
Stupid idea.
Wasn't to the point where it was the zero tolerance strip searches for aspirin, all that ridiculousness. But at public school anyway, at private school, you were trusted to carry your asthma around and deal with it appropriately.
Right, because that's when you need the asthma inhaler, is when you're having the attack.
Right.
What are you supposed to do? Run over to the health clinic to acquire the asthma inhaler?
That's the answer. Yes.
I don't know. I've never had an asthma attack before, but I'm pretty sure you're not in the running mood.
Well, it killed Ryan.
At that time.
That's
yeah.
for sure. So Ryan Gibbons is dead because they keep the asthma inhalers in the principal's locked.
Because
the principal's
they confiscated it from him.
Right. Well, they'd confiscated several from him. He
right.
kept bringing them to school, probably because he felt like he needed them. But he died on October the 9th in 2012 when he suffered a severe asthma attack during recess at school in the village of Stratfordville in southwest Ontario. His mother, Sarah Gibbons, says that her son told his friends he wasn't feeling well and probably started panicking when they had to carry him to the office where his inhaler was kept. So he was going to the office to get his inhaler. He kind of was having a hard time and had to be carried to the office. And by the time he got there, he had blacked out. To this day, I don't really know exactly how the whole day unfolded for him. Well, I know what happened. These stupid schools and their stupid zero tolerance policies killed this kid. That they think that somehow or another they're going to make their school a better place by keeping kids from having aspirins and inhalers and butter knives and, you know, little plastic Lego guns. And what they've done is they killed children, and they're going to kill more until we finally do something, until you stand up and say something, until you just barrage these people, because obviously they have no responsibility. There's not a single principal or teacher in jail for this, and they're not going to go to jail.
They're just following policy, Mark. They're just enforcing the rules, just doing their job.
Now, I have here, in trying to locate a similar story for this this story, Mark, I found a similar story. A 12-year-old girl died of an asthma attack because there was no school nurse in Philadelphia because of budget cuts. And this is just 2 months ago. So she would have lived if the school had called 911. But the teachers told her to just be calm and didn't take her to the hospital.
What about an inhaler? Did the nurse have the inhaler, but they weren't there?
Nurse
that
had
day?
The inhaler, but is only in the office 2 days a week.
Oh God!
So no one was given.
Gee,
backup
no one saw
keys.
That one coming,
right.
huh?
Right.
Ridiculous. It's
crazy.
And so look, heads up, parents. Maybe your son or daughter doesn't have asthma, and you're telling yourself, well, that couldn't be my son or daughter. It's only a matter of whether or not your child gets into some sort of situation where these rules play against them in some sort of detrimental manner. Maybe they won't die. Maybe they'll just get suspended. Or maybe they'll end up getting arrested. Or who knows what traumatic incident will come across your child while at these government schools. I'm not saying bad things won't happen at a private school or while being homeschooled. I mean, most accidents happen in the home, after all. But at least then you've got people there who care and who don't have to follow these stupid one-size-fits-all rules.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout, and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Hey, bring up anything you want here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Pro XPN toll-free line with you in the studio. Ian here.
Nemi.
And Mark.
All right. So, of course, you can bring up what you want. We are talking, focusing on the issue of zero tolerance. In this case, zero tolerance for, well, we started talking about kissing, but now zero tolerance for medicine. Zero tolerance for any child who would dare to see fit to administer their own medicine, which, by the way, this very same child, in this case, 12-year-old boy, he's dead because he couldn't get access to his asthma inhaler due to the fact that it was in the nurse's office, considering they continue to confiscate inhalers from him at this school. And by the way, it's happening in Canada, but the same policy exists in United States schools. So please don't think that this isn't happening at the school down the street from you. It absolutely could happen. They are confiscating medicine from children, and they are getting those children in trouble for bringing medicine into school without talking to the administration first. You have to ask permission. This is prison, kids. You can't just bring, you can't just smuggle in contraband.
I'm in prison, you can have your own inhaler, at least when I was there.
Well, that's just it. Isn't this young man, this 12-year-old boy, isn't he able to walk around everywhere else in society with his own inhaler? If he's going to the mall, he's got the inhaler with him. If he's at his house, he's got the inhaler with him. If he's in the car, if he's going somewhere, if he's walking somewhere, he's got the inhaler with him. He's fully capable of administering this inhaler to himself at any given point in his day, except for the 7 or 8 hours per day that he's in the government prison camp.
It's pretty close.
So do we have an epidemic? What is it that they're worried about exactly? Is there an epidemic of students or young people out there just using the inhaler for fun? Can you, does it make your voice do funny things like a helium balloon or something like that?
Nothing.
I mean, what are they concerned with? Does it taste really good?
Well, what are they? Why are they going after kids carrying aspirins or Tylenol?
Well, it's the same thing. It's
the same
zero
thing.
Tolerance.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm surprised they allow caffeine.
Well, you're right. And a lot of schools, they have soda machines that sell it.
Oh, yeah. It pays them.
Yeah.
See, all we need is for the schools to have a little drugstore.
A little aspirin machine,
can,
yeah.
Where people can buy their the drugs. It'll be fine.
See, I don't mean to laugh, but this is
just how insane it is.
This is a serious issue you, if you have children in the government schools, really, for your kids' benefit, should get them out of there.
You know,
whatever it takes.
Well, that
their lives are on the line here.
So I posted on the wall there at facebook.freetalklive.com asking if this was an elitist position. And
what was an elitist position?
The Free Talk Live's position that you need to get your kids out of government school. And I mean, my position is traditional school generally. I went to a private school, and frankly, I didn't consider it, other than the level of education, which was significantly higher, to be that much better.
I mean, right.
Yeah, it just really had the same setup. You too, right, Nimi?
I would agree with that.
Yeah, it was basically the same sort of top-down hierarchical thing. And I find this to be the problem with society generally. People are complaining about how kids in America are, the test scores are going down and that kind of thing. It's because of school that kids hate learning. And I've got a couple of theories. I may or may not be right, but one thing is universal. Kids that hate school go to school. Kids that hate being unschooled or homeschooling, I've never heard that one. Yeah, I've heard some kids that want to go to like football games or stuff like that.
Or prom.
And, yeah, that kind of thing. But they usually have
extracurriculars, yeah.
But they have groups that
do that. Sure.
Homeschool prom.
Yeah, they have that stuff. But what my theory on this is that we in our lives we outsource all kinds of stuff. I don't think about I've got somebody helping me with splitting wood on my property. I used to split all my wood by hand. Now I've got a splitter, and I got a guy who's helping me because my back got hurt and, whatever. So I've outsourced. I'm not thinking about splitting wood anymore. I've outsourced that. So when you outsource education in your life, then it's the teacher's responsibility.
Yeah.
Here's some news for you, folks. You can't outsource your own education. You're responsible every minute of every day for what you learn. The teacher isn't responsible. The bumper sticker that says, if you can read this, thank a teacher, lied to you. If you can read this, thank yourself for teaching yourself how to read. A teacher didn't teach you how to read. There are no teachers. There are simply people that help deliver educational resources to you. You are your only teacher in this world. And I fully intend to not let my son ever outsource the responsibility for his own education. And that is the most important thing that a child can learn. And I feel like school, the way it's set up, just outsources it. Of course. I mean, how else do you make money from somebody? You outsource, you allow them to outsource whatever that responsibility is to you. That's what teachers are supposed to do. They're supposed to have you outsource the responsibility for your education to them. The good ones give it back to you, teach you how to regain it.
So true. So is it elitist? No, I don't think it is, because as you pointed out, Mark, earlier, there are homeschool groups. And just think about it. If you've got a group of, 20 homeschool students, and one of those parents is willing to stay home and oversee the group of the 20 students.
That's pretty big for a house, but.
And one parent.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. 10. Let's just say it's 10. The question is, what would the amount of money be that would make it worth that person being able to stay home with their child every single day? $20,000 a year? How much does Laura make staying home, your wife?
Does she make staying home?
Yeah.
What do you mean, what does she make?
Does she have a job?
Not really.
No, she doesn't. She helps you a little bit with the show, doing some paperwork and things like that.
I mean, it takes all my money.
I would say she works for it.
I'm not saying she doesn't. For it,
but she's not employed. She doesn't have a responsibility to anyone else besides you as a kind of a somewhat semi-business partner.
Right.
So my point being that the big concern is if we have to homeschool our kids, one of the parents will have to stay home, thereby losing
all
this income.
The kids have two parents.
That's true. Well, I am presuming that. But that's one of the big concerns for kids with two parents, right, is that one parent will lose all this income. Well, if you take on the students of the other parents who are also interested in homeschooling, then they could pay you for that that essentially service, and you could actually make money from homeschooling your student. And they would only be paying about, what, $2,000 or something like that? Again, we took just 10 students, so, you know, one parent per student, even single parents, who can't afford $2,000 for their son or daughter. That's, well, hardly elitist.
I get where you're coming from. The danger there, $2,000 is nothing to spend on education for a kid. But the danger there is, okay, so say you have some unruly kid or whatever, you don't want to deal with the one kid in the class. You tell that kid's parent, you know, I don't think I want to do this anymore.
Yep.
Then that parent says, they're running a school, they're paying, and you know, need health codes and fire alarms, extinguishers, security guards,
metal detectors. Well, that's fear mongering, and it really doesn't address the issue that I was addressing, which is this elitist? That was your question, and I came up with an answer that gave you an example of how somebody could have their child a place to go with other homeschooled kids, which, by the way, is also a way to help learn if they're with kids of different ages. The older kids can teach the younger kids things, and that's
great.
Very helpful. And I outlined a way that it could be done at a very, very low cost, because there's a myth that that, you know, alternatives to government education have to be expensive.
I think you have to be committed to it. You have to have a high level of commitment to homeschooling, to the idea of homeschooling, and what a government school really allows you to do, and even private school, if you're willing to write the check, allows you to do is to cease the commitment to your child's education.
Right, you're shirking your responsibilities at that point.
I don't know that it's your responsibilities. It allows you to cease the commitment. You can call it shirking your responsibility if you want.
Okay, I think most people would agree that parents have a responsibility to see to it that their children are educated, you know, as they're growing up. Obviously, that doesn't mean they're obligated to, but I think that there's a general consideration in society that that's an expectation for parents.
Yeah, but is it the
like
is
you're
it,
a bad parent if you just ignore your kids?
Well, education. I don't know. I brought in show prep this evening that is a Texas rich kid who killed 4 in a drunken car crash, spared jail because his attorney successfully argued that this kid's wealthy parents never taught him right from wrong.
Okay, what does that have to do with their responsibility? I think they do have a responsibility to teach their kids those things.
You know, I would agree. I would agree that if I brought a child into the world, that I would want to raise it responsibly. But I don't think that there's any obligation necessarily.
I told you there wasn't an obligation.
Right.
But I think that it's a general societal
expectation
and expectation.
Sure.
That people will be responsible in that way. And that's the excuse that this teacher used when she questioned me when I was giving a presentation to high school students this week. Was, well, you know, what about the bad parents who you support unschooling? Well, what about the bad parents who won't educate their kids? And
Well, they send their kids to public school.
Can we talk more about that?
Yeah, we sure can here in a moment. 855-450-FREE.
How in the world did you ever get in front of a classroom full of kids?
I think it's awesome.
Who let this happen?
855-450-3733. It was actually me, Porcupine Realtor Mark Warden, and the Fro Man himself, Garrett Ian. We're coming up.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
You hear that rattle, kid? It's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling, humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8373. 866-308-2626. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.